Stardate 60064. Yes, I remember it well. When you're in my line of work, you know every day when you wake up that you might never go to sleep again. But you don't really think about it. You don't expect it. It was a Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, when Tryla, my sister, was in the academy. Tuesday was when we met for lunch between classes. A different city every day. Bangkok, Calgary, Taiko. But she always found someplace with a view. After Tryla died, I fought to preserve the Federation she had loved. For 19 years, I maintained an impossible stalemate.
The Bluegills challenged the Borg, and the two sides were evenly matched. Their war was dragged on into a stalemate bloodier than 1,000 Dominion wars. But the day that war ends...
Winner takes galaxy.
And nothing can stop them.
And after 19 years, I failed.
The only thing that has prevented the conquest of the galaxy for the last 19 years has been the secret war between the Borg and the Bluegills, and they're on the verge of declaring peace.
The Federation was in full retreat.
Madam President, what the hell is going on?
That information is on a need-to-know basis, Admiral.
I am Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, and you just ordered me to close the borders, enact martial law, and begin evacuating the core worlds. I need to know!
Trapped within a gas cloud, surrounded by enemy ships, we had one last, desperate chance to save the galaxy.
We'd have to kill every single living organism in this star system, and make it look like somebody else did it.
Go on.
It wasn't easy.
One more thing. The power draw on these holo emitters is bigger than we thought. It's going to drain shield power when we turn them on.
Not acceptable. We need full shields come 0 hour.
Sacrifices were made.
This petri dish here contains an active culture of the telepathic disease known as the Wasting. I need it transferred to the top security locker in the secondary armory in Marine Country.
I made myself into a telepathic weapon, with no idea of the psychic adventure I was to undertake.
We're gonna transplant you and your queen parasite from Ensign Hermes's abdomen into Isaac Brahms.
Not that I object to being given a new healthy host, but don't you have a rule against cruel and unusual punishment?
I'm not finished. General Brahms was long ago dosed with a neural suppressant that will prevent you from taking control of his body.
But finally, our preparations were finished.
I was looking for evidence of the Scions of the Stars. I may have found them right out at the edge of the system.
Little did we know, we were not alone. 108 team had survived and reached the surface of Gavinon, the world we planned to destroy.
We need intel. Not just launch codes and star charts, information that helps us get back to the Federation, but something for Starfleet.
What are you thinking?
It's a hybrid space pool, remember?
And half of it was in the ocean. Uh-oh.
And the Major had discovered an even more shocking survivor.
I'm Skipper Sam Cox of the SS Andor.
What happens in 12 hours, Mom?
We're busting out of here, Major. We're going to convince the buggers they're being attacked, use the cover of the storm to our advantage, and then we're going to hitch a ride with the Scions of the Stars while the buggers have got their pants down. You coming?
Oh, but Simon Westlake. I never met the boy while he was with the Excelsior, but after everything he'd been through.
When I scanned Simon, it came up blinking a diagnosis in bright red. But it's impossible. He can't be suffering from Ellerin syndrome.
Oh no, I'm sick.
Once it takes hold, emotional stress and severe physical strain can cause a breakdown of the chemical chains which store memory. Sufferers, lives were, for all intents and purposes, over.
Stars! How I wish he could have shared my fate instead. But he got that shuttle off the ground, and that has made all the difference in the galaxy. It was 12 minutes until 0 hour. 0348 hours. The date was January 25th, 2383. That was the day I died.
And now, the conclusion.
Inside the gas cloud aboard the starship Excelsior.
Well, the rumors were true. We actually have one.
Computer, activate the battle bridge.
Underwood, run a diagnostic. Make sure it all works. I'm not sure this room's ever been used before.
I'm certain it hasn't. The battle bridge only has one function after all.
True enough. Dovan to Adao. Adao, come in.
Adao!
Gently. Balance margin.
+3, Chief. Well within safety.
Crewman, we are loading the last legal Hellfire torpedo in the galaxy. These things are so unstable, even the Dominion agreed to ban them. 3 have ever been fired, and nearly half a billion people died. I want balance -1 or...
Hey, Don, where are you?
Son of a Borg. Harkless, take over!
Right away, Chief.
Look, Bridge, we're on target. Now I'm a little busy down here with the weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, there we go.
And I still have to fix the resolution on your holo projectors. They were never meant to be mounted on the external hull, and the power requirements for the image you want me to project are off the scale.
Getting that holographic projection up is your top priority, Chief. You're authorized to take power from any system to maintain it. If it goes down, our ploy fails, and the Federation is toast. What about the Metreon torpedo?
Shuttlecraft Mackenzie just got back. Your torpedo's deployed and ready to blow. Look, I know the Bluegills want to kill us and all, but don't you think exploding an explosive gas in the middle of an explosive gas cloud is making their job just a little too easy for them?
Tell you what, Adao, if you keep my ship in one piece today, I'll get you an officer's commission.
Aw, hell.
What? You like promotion.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't have offered me one if you thought there was a shadow of a chance you'd have to pay up.
Well, then, prove me wrong. Dovan out.
You know, Dovan, if there's one person who'd survive this battle out of spite...
It's Ada. I know. I'm counting on it. You better get to your station. Did Yubari go?
As soon as she's loaded the firing solutions at tactical. You're certain their sensors won't see through the Metreon explosion?
Are you sure you have the right coordinates to rendezvous with the Scions of the Stars? Thought so. Send in the relief crew on your way out. And, Underwood, remember, wherever you go...
There you are. Godspeed, Dovan.
You too, Underwood.
Marine Country, Deck 25.
The Excelsior's Marines have been hurt more and in more ways than any unit I've served with since the war. Valandria. The Wasting. The Battle of the Brig. You have lost 2 commanders and too many brothers in arms. Now you're being sent into a major bluegill fortress on Jevenon Prime. According to our telemetry, this is their central communications hub. The captain won't admit it, but we all know what this is. Mr. Novacek, what is this?
Ma'am, this is a suicide mission, ma'am.
Correct, soldier. Leading you into your last battle is Asuka Yubari, a woman expelled from the Corps years ago for misconduct under fire. And your final mission is to protect Isaac Brahms, the very man who was thrown out of the Corps for the crimes he committed against you and your brothers. This isn't a mission. This is an insult. An insult to this unit, an insult to your comrades, and an insult to the Marine Corps. This is one suicide mission none of you should have to volunteer for. Am I right? Except for one thing. Your Marines. The thin green line between the United Federation of Planets and the hordes of Borg and Bluegills ready to consume it. Your CO is not asking for volunteers because you are Marines! You will go where you are ordered, you will fight where you are ordered, and today you will die where you are ordered. And I have never been so proud to fight alongside any men as I am to fight with you today. Marines, do you accept this mission?
Secondary Marine Armory, Deck 25.
Warning. Biocontaminant detected. Exercise extreme caution when opening the storage unit.
Acknowledged, computer. Open locker. Now, where did I put that hypo spray?
Isaac, Alex, I'll meet you in Transporter Room 1 with the rest of the assault team.
What are you doing?
We'll talk in the Transporter Room.
We'll talk here. What's that hypo spray you're holding?
Empty. Computer, load 1 milligram of the sample into the hypo spray I have just attached.
Hypo spray loaded.
Now, sterilize the rest of the sample.
What are you doing, Isaac?
In a
place sample in the biohazard chute to the left. Sterilization complete.
We're ready. Let's go.
Let's not. What is that?
Our mission.
I've never liked missions that rely on petri dishes.
Well, what about the mass vaccination of UTOF 6?
Is that a vaccine you're holding?
No. It's a single dose of the virus your shipmates discovered on Valandria.
We didn't discover the wasting. It killed 10% of the crew in less than 2 days. I hear you've also been surgically implanted with the parasite who murdered and took over Ensign Hermes. Anything you want to tell me, Isaac?
The only way we can save the Federation from the sword of Damocles is to kill every bluegill in this star system and make it look like somebody else did it.
Yes, we have a plan for that. It doesn't involve a telepathic virus.
The plan we've presented to the crew is an elaborate fusion of cunning, misdirection, and brazen attack. But it can't hope to kill all of them. That's my job. I deliver this wasting virus into the Bluegill telepathic network. With the parasite in my body forming a psychic link, I can infect their kings and queens. Every Bluegill in the star system is linked to them. So every Bluegill in the star system catches the virus. And every Bluegill in this star system dies. Quickly. Everything else, all of Dovet's bombast and spectacle, that's just window dressing. A distraction. A way to make them think that somebody else did it.
Biological warfare is against the law.
So are the Hellfire torpedoes. But you just spent 10 hours configuring them for delivery. You need to remind yourself why they're illegal. Because of collateral damage. But Gavinon is a garrison ward. There are no civilians.
You hope?
I know.
I'm sure. Another completely ethical plan from the man who killed everyone on New Victoria.
This was Dovan's idea, Alex, not mine. Yes, I did the surgery. I'm the one with the telepathic queen parasite inside me now. And soon, I'm going to carry this disease through her to every parasite in half a dozen light years. But if you have a problem with that, then take it up with your captain. When it came down to it, Alex, he knew what had to be done.
Everything you touch, Isaac, it all goes rotten.
Look, I'm sorry it's come to this, Alex. If it helps...
Shut up, Isaac. It came to this a month ago, when you tried to murder your best friend on Christmas Day. Let's just get this done, Brahms.
Agreed.
Kevin on Prime, the comm tower.
I'm very impressed with the operation you're running here, Captain Cox.
Skipper will be fine, Major.
Sorry, yes. But you didn't just infiltrate the Bluegills, Skipper. You cleared out an entire floor of their planetary communication cell without anybody noticing.
Did I mention we report directly to the most important kings in the system?
You did not, Skipper.
They host the three oldest queens on Gevenon, run the three largest families, and jointly administer the Gevenon Starfleet in King Kharanus' name. And they've been trying to kill each other for as far back as anyone can remember. We encourage that.
You must maintain almost a marine level of discipline here, Mark.
Skipper.
Yes, sorry, Skipper. What's your secret?
Let me show you. The crew's assembled in the conference room. We're making final preparations before the Scion's extraction mission.
I'd be delighted, Skipper.
This way.
This is your idea of discipline, Skipper.
Discipline was your word, Major, not mine. People, I'd like your attention. Don't worry, I won't keep you from the party. I gave my last speech the day we lost the Anbar. Now, I just wanted an update. You all doing all right?
Ready to get out of here, Skipper.
Right you are, Palavan. Schmitty. How we doing?
Let me check.
You have access to their military network?
Not as much as it looks. If it swims, crawls, or walks, we know about it. But if it flies, the only person who can get through fleet security is Schmitty. And even he has his limits.
Yep. Still on schedule, Skipper. About 5 minutes from the big go.
And we're ready with our piece of the action?
Checked and triple-checked. 2 minutes after the ion storm peaks, with the Scions on their way to rescue us, we'll spoof the Gevenon Global Communications grid into thinking the Borg have broken the ceasefire in the Calamex system. But, Skipper, do you really think these buggers will send reinforcements?
They'll have to.
They can't possibly reach Calamex in this ion storm. Any reinforcements they send would be destroyed within a light year.
And all three of the kings upstairs would be executed by High Command if they failed to answer a call for help. You know how the buggers think. They'll send those ships, even if it costs them troops and hardware. With a little luck, that'll give the Scions enough of an opening to sneak in here and port us all out.
Skipper, what about...
Brady, what about the Major's friends? Lorok, Simon, and... the green one. Any sign?
Sorry, Skip. Security doesn't have a clue where they are, so we don't either. You'll both be the first to know if they turn up.
Skipper, we can't leave without them.
In a few minutes, Major, I'm not going to have any choice. And neither will you.
Skipper.
This isn't up for discussion, Major. Schmitty, what's the read on their fleet?
Still gathered around that gas cloud, Skipper.
No why yet?
Nope. Whatever the Navy's saying, it's going straight to the Kings, not coming through us.
Put her up on the big screen.
Right char, Skip.
They've had 300 ships ready to pounce on that gas cloud since yesterday. What could possibly deserve that much attention?
USS Excelsior, main bridge.
Captain on the bridge.
At ease, Mr. Warwick. Your tactical report?
Phasers charged, torpedoes loaded.
All quantum torpedoes, correct? No hellfires?
That's correct, sir. Fighter squadron report ready to launch.
Splendid. Mr. Sylvester, you should be receiving coordinates at your station now.
Yes, sir. May I ask what they are, sir?
They describe a parabolic course through Gevenon Prime's orbit at full impulse. Now, that course passes directly over what we believe to be the planet's central communications hub. We will be within transporter range just long enough to beam down a single marine assault team. And then run away, with God knows how many battleships at our heels.
Hopefully they'll keep most of them in reserve. We can handle 3 or 4, but more than that...
Oh no, Mr. Warwick. We want as many of them on our tail as possible. Mr. Sylvester, make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Bridge to Dovan.
I'm here, Underwood.
We're ready. I'll leave the inspiring speech to you.
Good man. Dovan out. Tactical, put Hellfires on standby and double-check their magnetic resonance footprint.
Yes, sir. They're configured to your exact specifications, sir. Ready to fire.
Good. Thank you. And, crewman... Is your name Harkless?
Why, yes, sir.
Any relation to Ensign Tamura Harkless?
My older brother, sir. Lieutenant now. Actually, sir, he's the reason I requested a posting under your command.
The Battle of Beta Zed.
You saved his life, sir.
And lost 500 others. Timmers was lucky.
That's not how my mother saw it, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Dr. Mayak Selene, reporting for duty. Sickbay wants a skilled medic in every key area of the ship.
Good idea. You can take a seat over there. Hey, Dow, what are you doing up here?
I wanted to look you in the eye, Captain. I wanted to look you in the eye and make sure you have some idea what you're dealing with. You've got a Metreon warhead sitting 1,800 kilometers to stern, surrounded by antimatter pods, in the heart of a gas cloud. When that thing explodes, you're going to have a shockwave 200 kilometers wide in less than 5 seconds. It will consume more energy in that time than every atomic weapon ever fired on any planet in known space. And then it will keep growing.
I hope so. The energy from that shockwave has to wipe out every sensor array in this entire system.
And what about the energy it's going to slam into the aft of our starship?
You met Ensign Valeri? He's an excellent helmsman. He has my full confidence.
How inspiring. Good luck, Dovan. I'll do my best down there.
Helm, time to zero hour.
Ion storm activity will peak in just over 1 minute, sir.
You got everything you need?
Hull emitters are green. We'll be ready to fire up the projection on your order. But as for these warp speed computations, sir, I've never seen anything like them.
Can you implement them? We'll be going to warp inside a gravity well. One mistake and we're gonna be black
hole. Oh, I can do it, sir. The mathematicians, they did all the hard work for me.
Okay. We're ready. Time to zero hour.
So 40 seconds.
Activate countdown.
35 seconds.
Adao, get ready to detonate the Metreon torpedo.
Engineering here. That's still crazy. And we're still ready.
Underwood.
Receiving you loud and clear.
I'm going to wait until the shockwave is right on top of us. You won't have much margin for error.
Then we won't Dovan.
Good plan.
Underwood out.
Mr. Harkless, let's see if my inspiring speech lives up to Commander Underwood's standards. Give me shipwide.
Aye, sir.
All hands. This is the captain. Hit it.
Shockwave now approaching at 250,000 kph.
Time to impact.
30 seconds on my mark. Mark.
Underwood. Now.
Yes, sir.
Computer, commence auto separation sequence. All hands. Brace for emergency source of separation.
Full turbo lift traffic rerouting.
Demagnetizing hull interlocks.
Switching the saucer to internal power.
Decoupling from the star drive section. Retracting magnetic latches.
Velocity to 1/2 meter per second.
Dex 11 through 16 reports successful detachment.
Commander, the sensor section is powered and free for independent navigation. Separation complete.
One ship against 300 Advantage Bluegills.
Two ships against 300 Advantage Excelsior.
Shockwave approaching, sir.
Shields up. Adjust pitch negative. 6 degrees and accelerate to 1/4 impulse.
Aye, sir. Shockwave still gaining.
All part of the plan, Ensign. But our backs to that shockwave are riding straight out of the gas cloud right past the Bluegill Dragnet.
Yes, sir.
Impact imminent.
Now hear this. Brace for impact.
Report!
We're clear of the
the gas cloud, sir. And we're beyond weapons range of the enemy ships.
Minimal damage to the Excelsior, but the interdiction fleet waiting for us wasn't ready for an explosion of that size. They took the brunt of it. At least 10 ships destroyed, several dozen adrift.
That still leaves at least 200 surrounding the gas cloud, and every single one of them will be after us once their sensors are back online. Time to get in on Prime?
With our inertia from the shockwave, sir, 11 minutes. At full impulse.
Very good. And remember, gentlemen, that was just phase one. We've hardly gotten started.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the... No, who am I kidding? This is the Starship Excelsior. We use an ancient gateway to explore the farthest reaches of the galaxy. Our assignment is to find out what we can and come back alive. The rest is rhetoric. Starring Larry Phelan as Commander Alcar Dovan.
Samuel Gillis as
Lieutenant Alex Lorok.
Kennedy as Lieutenant Commander Neva.
Michael Liebman as Alex Roll.
Gareth Bowley as Joshua Underwood.
Emily Potter as Dr. Melissa Sharp.
And Caitlin Haney as Asuka Yubari.
The Sword of Damocles, Part 9. The Graceful End.
Gavin on Prime, Spaceport Habitat Bubble.
This is crazy. We're too exposed. If just one guard remembers us.
Just keep quiet. Keep walking. I think I see the airlock we want. Simon, stop staring at the security people.
Sorry, boss.
Here it is. Can you get it open?
Easy. Quickly, everybody in.
Did anyone see us?
If they did, they didn't seem to think anything of us. I'm a little unnerved by how easy it's been for three wanted fugitives to sneak right through the middle of Central Spaceport. Why weren't there any guards on this airlock?
Same reason there were guards on all the others, I think. This airlock is shared. All the rest are owned by one of the families. Bluegill Security seems to be a lot more about protecting the families from each other than catching people like us.
Sure hope that doesn't apply to these diving suits. Get dressed, everybody.
Good point, Eva. Simon, figure out how these things work while I scan for leaks.
I can't, boss. Not anymore.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Forgot your Alarin syndrome for a moment. I'll do it. Are you still feeling okay?
It's fine. I just, Neva, can you help me put this thing on?
Of course.
All right, we're going to be under 600 atmospheres of pressure, enough to kill us in about a millisecond. But these suits work just like Starfleet deep dive suits. The frames are articulated by high-quality flexible ceramics reinforced by force fields, with propulsion and full freedom of movement provided by haptic-based EM fields.
What?
It'll feel like we're just going for a swim.
Still, I don't want to linger. These power cells just look a little old. Even if they don't fail outright, we could end up with narcosis, decompression sickness. Simon, are you listening?
What? Sorry. It's getting hard to follow along. What? Narcosis again?
Are you all right to make this trip, Simon? I can have Neva wait with you here.
I thought it was safer if we all stayed together.
Only if you... It's hard to say, Simon. But aren't you scared to go out there?
Yeah. Which means I'm ready.
I should never have taught you that. All right, let's go. Neva, you ready?
Aye, sir.
Helmets on.
Check your indicator lights to verify your sealed and pressurized buildings. Like this, sir. Now, I want you all to remember, we are going out there in order to find an unsecured computer terminal that can show us a way off this planet.
And some intel to give Starfleet a fighting chance when the war comes.
Yes, absolutely. But no heroics. No sabotage. Our mission is too important. We swim out there, we swim back, and we run like all the pirate fleets of Ronak Vex are right behind us. Neva, will you do the honors?
Let's go for a swim.
I can't see anything out there, even with the lights on the suits.
We're so deep underwater, it's just black.
The final frontier. Let's go.
Where are they?
They'll be here, Skipper. Whatever happened out there... The Scion...
Skipper!
Schmitty, what have you got?
I got sensors, Skip. Well, I got some sensors. Whatever happened in that nebula, that Metron burst played merry hell with our eyes in the sky.
Let's see what we can get. Switch to view screen mode. What the blazes happened to the Bluegill fleet?
Skipper, if they were struck amidship without warning by a full Metron shockwave... They're lucky it wasn't worse.
Do we know what caused the shockwave?
Hard to tell.
Mr. Allison, may I? I have some experience with explosions.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. Go ahead.
It looks like there was a matter-antimatter detonation in the heart of the gas cloud. Almost like...
Almost like what, Major?
Exactly. Like a warp core breach, Skipper. If I were to guess, I'd say that there was a starship in there that was trying to collect some of the gases. It struck a pocket of Metrions, lost containment, and set off a chain reaction.
So the buggers have had their whole fleet lurking outside the gas cloud for days because of one ship hiding inside? Could it have been the Scions?
Impossible. The Zero could never detect them. Besides, the Scions don't use warp engines.
Then who?
I'm beginning to get an idea.
Proximity alert. Schmitty.
There's a large mass on a direct course for this planet. It's already practically inside the defense perimeter. We didn't see it because of the interference.
Scions?
Not sure. Switching view screen. Oh my.
It looks like a frisbee.
What is it?
It's the Excelsior.
How?
They separated the saucer section. Skipper, my crew is still alive.
Time?
4:09, sir.
2 minutes to transporter range.
Good. A little ahead of
Shields holding.
I take it from our welcome that the fog of war is clearing up. How many ships?
The entire planetary reserve is on an intercept course, but none of them are in range yet.
Then what? Just...
There are two or three mass acceleration cannons fired from Gevenon itself.
Damn! Dovan wasn't counted on that. Well, then, we'll just have to do our bit that much better. Find some breathing space. Underwood to transporter room 1.
Yubari here.
We are 90 seconds from range. Prepare to deploy.
Already am, Underwood. Yubari out. Yubari to all ground teams. If any of you aren't on your transporter pads, get there. Roll, General. You ready?
General? We've been ready for 19 years.
All right, then. Let's kill some parasites. Like you always say, General, we do the good work.
What? Asuka, no. I was wrong. This is the worst work there is.
Remember that, please. I want you to be the one thing I didn't poison.
Aye, sir.
Ground teams, begin transport.
Energize.
Sir, transporter rooms report assault teams deployed to coordinates. Given unplanetary fleet is entering weapons range.
Recommend we get the hell out of here, sir.
Hang on. Scramble code 6. Fat man to the angry lady. Fat man to the angry lady. Reply on scrambler frequency.
Reading you. Deployment successful. Your intel was good.
Superb. Mr. Sylvest, resume course all ahead.
Fat man, when this is over, you need to have a word with the captain about picking better coding.
Agreed. But we'll do it together, Lieutenant. Good luck.
We'll give him hell.
Set course for the rendezvous point. How many vessels in pursuit?
All of them, sir.
For the entire planetary flotilla?
No, sir. All of them. Every spaceworthy ship from that gas cloud is now on an intercept course with us, sir. Total bandit count, 244, sir. And they're closing.
Perfect.
Where the hell are the Scions?
At a guess, Skip. I'd say they don't want to come roaring into the middle of a space battle.
Skipper, they're going after the Excelsior.
What?
How many?
All of them. The Interdiction Fleet. The Central Defense Command.
How many?
244. Some of them are twice the size of your ship, Major.
Skipper, you have to help them.
What do you expect her to do? We run a communications array, not a weapons platform.
Skipper!
Send the signal.
What? You know we can't do that. And you know why we can't. The Borg diversion is our ace in the hole. It's how the Scions get in close enough to rescue us.
Scions are late, Schmitty, and we owe that ship. Get it going.
We owe them? They owe us.
Schmitty.
Right away, ma'am.
Well, this makes three times I've sacrificed my life since we left Paradise. Starting to wish God would stop toying with us and get it finished.
Don't say that, Brady. Don't ever say that. And Major, now you owe me.
Yes, Skipper, I do.
It's done. I've sent our fake message to the Kings. The Borg have struck Calamex. Send reinforcements. Top priority. Even added distortions to make it look like it came through the ion storm. It's up to the Kings now.
They'll respond. I just hope they send away enough ships to give the Excelsior a fighting chance.
Somebody's downstairs. They're trying to take control of the comm array. Security responding.
Where'd they come from?
Transporter from orbit.
A landing party. Skipper, I don't know where the Scions are, but I'll bet I can get you a ride out of here.
You think? Brady, grab the Ambar's dedication plaque. Schmitty, take every logic bomb we ever put in the bugger security system and blow them up. And Major, lead the way.
Anybody bring a water bottle?
Well, I can try to increase the fan speed from the circuit junction. But it would be too noisy for anyone to hear Lieutenant Bubari's orders.
Then forget it. We have more important things to worry about than the heat. General, keep trying to get that comm array working for us. Clark, Baxter, Myers, those condenser units look a lot less explosive than the servers Novacek's squad is using for cover. Get them moved.
What about me?
See that door? Find out if the room behind it holds three people.
What?
Just do it.
Damn it.
General?
Our hosts know we're here.
Then I'll get the housewarming present ready. Ground teams, prepare to open fire. General, I'll keep you covered. Get me that comm system.
Contact!
When you were as big as somebody from Gevinon, You have to build big too.
But it's incredible. The scale of that dreadnought. We're lucky we didn't see one of them in orbit.
You have no idea, sir. The pressure at this depth would, should, crumple a whale like an aluminum can. It should be physically impossible for anything that big to live down here, much less build starships. And what I can't understand is why the Bluegills would want to. It has to be easier to build in space.
Do you think that, the whales help build you underwater cities too?
Natives, Simon, not whales. We have to remember that every one of these leviathans was once a sapient member of an entire Gevenon civilization before the Bluegills came and enslaved them.
I know, boss. I couldn't remember the word native. I'm losing a lot of words now.
Oh. Oh, Omega. I'm sorry, Simon.
It's fine. Can we just go find whatever we're looking for?
My suit's picking up an energy matrix at 1 o'clock. Looks like a computer core.
Let's hope the natives keep on paying no attention to three tiny people like us. Lead the way, Eva.
All right, done. We have control of their communications array. There should be just enough power to punch through the gas cloud and contact Dovan.
I'll make sure we wipe the log after. No loose ends.
Huh. I see I trained you well.
Very well.
Shall I proceed to phase two?
Are you sure you want to go through with it?
A bit late for me to have second thoughts, Asuka. Would you please do the injection? I can't reach the back of my neck very well.
You should work out more.
I'll be sure to do that right after the suicide mission. Oh, all right. Here's the hypo spray. Captain Dovan wants you to inject the virus as close to my parasite's gill as possible. He says it will make it easier for the doctor to cure me when this is over.
When this is over.
I know. Just do it anyway.
Yes, sir. And General, thank you. For everything.
You deserved better than me, Yubari, Asuka.
You overestimate me, sir. It's done. You've now been infected with the wasting.
Oh, my.
Are you feeling all right?
Yes. All right.
Brahms? Brahms? So it's begun. The genocide.
I'm not sure genocide is a big enough word, Alex. We're exterminating an entire infested planet with its native species. How about xenocide?
I checked out the door, ma'am. It's a broom closet.
Would it fit three people?
Not comfortably. Yes, ma'am.
Good. Then take the general and get in there. We're committing xenocide from a broom closet.
What?
Sorry. Brahms is committing xenocide from a broom closet, and you're going to make sure he doesn't get killed. General!
Alright.
General! General, what's the word?
Contact!
It's working. He's made telepathic contact with the local kings. Now it's war. Rawl, drag him to the closet. Rubio! Protect Rawl. Double time. Good luck, Lieutenant.
No!
What are you still doing here, Rawl?
I object. I didn't come down here to help Isaac Brahms commit his last atrocity.
Yes, you did, Rawl. If you had any real objection, your conscience never would have let you beam down with us. You're not mad about our mission. You're mad at General Brahms.
That's not remotely...
If you value your life, Rolf, get out of my sight before I tell you what I really think.
Go!
Captain, aft shield buckling.
Give them more power!
There isn't any more power, sir. Torpedo deck reports they've reloaded.
Aft launchers, fire at will! I'm open to suggestions, gentlemen.
Mitch, I'm not seeing a lot of point defense on those carriers. What do you think?
I think you've got a point. Go.
Captain, we sortied the fighters. They can keep the worst firepower off of our backs for a couple of minutes.
A few fighters against a fleet of that size?
I estimate only 15% casualties.
Acceptable. Bridge to fighter squadron.
That's in here, sir.
Prepare to launch. Same as the last one, coordinate with Mr. Warwick on the bridge.
Aye, sir. Bessett out.
How close are we to the rendezvous coordinates?
Sir, there's nothing at the rendezvous coordinates. Just empty space. We're still going to have a fleet on top of us when we get there.
Let me worry about that, mister. How far?
A few more minutes, sir. I can't do any better than that and still get us there in one piece. But I will get us there.
Sir, 56 ships are breaking off pursuit.
What? Are they headed for the planet?
No, sir. Edge of the system. Course suggests they're en route to the Calumet sector.
With that ion storm, they'll never make it.
Which leaves just 189 ships on our tail. Steady on course, gentlemen. We may yet prevail.
Can't see a thing through this gas cloud. People are dying out there. Come on. Time, Mr. Valeri.
Approximately, sir.
Approximately, Ensign?
Yes, sir. Chronometers have lost the synchronization when the shockwave hit. We could verify current time against the pulsar emissions, but tracking signals outside the gas cloud would require active scans.
Active scans, huh? Forget I mentioned it. Keep us hidden for now. They think the star drive section has been destroyed, and they need to keep thinking that. Harkless, something I meant to ask you earlier.
Sir?
When we fire the Hellfire torpedoes, what color are they going to be?
Green, sir. As ordered.
Okay. Good work.
Sir, if I may.
Speak freely, crewman. It'll pass the time.
Yes, sir. We spent nearly a day reconfiguring the Hellfires to meet your specifications. The color was easy, but the magnetic resonance signature you asked for, that took time. Time we could have spent increasing the yield or improving their countermeasures.
You think it was time wasted?
I just don't understand, sir.
Valeri, run a quick internal scan of the torpedo elevator. Maintain silent running. No emissions, no alerts.
No emissions and no alerts. Aye, sir.
Sir, computer is ordering me to engage emergency protocols pursuant to a Borg incursion on the torpedo deck?
Ignore it.
But the Borg?
Crewman, you know Captain Elizabeth Shelby of the, I can never remember the name of her ship, but she's out at DS-12.
Well, yeah, in the Briar Patch.
Right. About 15 years ago, right before the Battle of Wolf 359, Shelby discovered a sort of Borg footprint. Magnetic resonance signature their weapons always leave behind. That resonance frequency has been programmed into all Starfleet computers ever since, so we can always identify a site after the Borg destroy it.
Makes sense.
Brahms and I are assuming that the Bluegills discovered the same footprint decades ago, so I had that frequency programmed into our Hellfire.
So when the Bluegill High Command comes to investigate why this planet has gone silent,
all they'll find is a pile of rubble covered in Borg footprints.
But sir, surely at least fragments of their visual logs will survive? If they see the Excelsior firing those torpedoes, it won't matter how many Borg fingerprints we've left behind.
Shoot! That's a great point, Harkless. I knew we'd forgot something. I guess we're really in trouble.
Sir, receiving a coded message on a scrambler frequency.
They've taken the comm relay. Good for them. On screen.
Interference from the gas cloud, sir. We didn't get to that much.
On speakers.
Just a text, sir.
On... just read it, Ensign.
Two words. manufactured a triumph. Does that mean anything to you, sir?
Oh, so many things, Ensign. A subtle taunt at my least favorite captain. A succinct summary of our situation. But mostly, Dovan to engineering. Adao, ready for phase two.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Engineering reports ready. All hands, this is the captain. Terminate silent running mode. Power the holo emitters. Run program futility one.
And lords help us all.
Sir, perimeter alerts. Sensors detecting a Borg cube inside the gas cloud.
Yes. Position?
Right on top of us, sir.
Good.
Good?
While you were on torpedo duty, Crewman Harkless, Chief Adao was installing hologram projectors on our hull. That Borg cube is us. A head full, Mr. Valeri. Get us out of the gas cloud before they figure out what's happening.
All a head full, sir.
But it's just a hologram. It won't take them long to figure it out.
I'm well aware of that, Crewman. And Mr. Brahms is executing a plan to reduce their cognitive powers. Besides, it's like you said. We only need to be good enough to fool their visual sensors.
Clear of the gas cloud, sir. Still a lot of interference from the explosion, but I'm getting a little unscanned.
Report.
Saucer section is under heavy fire, now being pursued by hundreds of ships. Sir, they're venting atmosphere in three places.
Then let's give the parasites a bigger target. Helm, are your computations prepared?
Yes, sir.
Verify them one more time. I don't want a micro-singularity opening up the moment we hit the planet's gravity field.
Verified. Course to Gevenon and Prime laid in.
Set warp factor 7. Engage.
Inertial dampeners are fluctuating. Captain Underwood, I can't maintain maneuvering speed.
Time to the rendezvous.
60 seconds.
Summit base, we've dropped the Corvette shields. They're all yours.
Bassam, get your fighters out of there. Helm, give us a shot. Tactical! Tactical!
Target locked.
Fire!
Target destroyed.
Resume course. Damage control. Is artificial gravity broken or is my stomach getting weaker?
Gravity plates are.
Ensign, are you all right? You may be relieved.
No. I'm fine, sir.
Sir, destroyer on our port elevation. Torpedo inbound.
Reinforce port shields.
We have no port shields, sir.
All hands, brace for impact. All stations, report!
Ensign Sylvester. All limbs present and accounted for. Helm not responding, sir. We're adrift.
Distance from the rendezvous?
Unknown, sir. But it can't be more than a few thousand kilometers.
Mr. Warwick? Mr. Warwick!
Here, sir. Both my legs are broken. And, sir, Ensign Bertrand is right next to me.
Bertrand, report!
She's dead, Captain.
What? Revive her!
Sir, that's not going to happen.
Why not? Oh, God. All my years of Starfleet, I never lost someone under my command. I knew today would be different, but... I'm sorry, Ensign Marion Bertrand.
Sir?
Right. Yes. Okay, the first question, obviously, is why they haven't finished us off yet.
Maybe they retreated. Maybe the star drive launched its part of the plan and they had to break off.
Perhaps. On the other hand, we are receiving a tactical alert. Gentlemen, I'm afraid the news is bad. That torpedo was no torpedo. It was a bug bomb. Prepare to repel boarders.
They're trying to turn our flank. Novacek, get down the line and hold them off at the generator.
Ma'am, there are five of them, ma'am.
One Starfleet Marine is worth a dozen of those goons, and you'll be in cover.
Can I take...
No. Go.
Ma'am.
Novacek! They're turning us. We don't have enough... What the hell?
This is Major Ryan Willis of the Starship Excelsior to whoever's in charge here. I have reinforcements.
What? Major? You had better have a damn good explanation for this.
Lieutenant Yuvari, it's good to hear your voice. I'm coming to your location.
Keep your eyes on the battlefield, Ernest.
Ma'am, those are old-style phasers. A century out of date.
Your ears too, Ernest.
Mom!
It's him! It's the Major!
Mom!
Major, on your right!
Got him, Mom.
Hold it right there, Major. You mentioned reinforcements. Who's... Oh my God.
Hi, I'm Skipper Sam Cox, widow of the SS Ember. And I would love it if you'd lower that weapon, please.
Samantha Cox? But you're dead. You're both supposed to be dead. So I'm not lowering this phaser until I'm satisfied that you are who you say you are. Turn around.
Mom, I'm not sure that's a good idea. We both...
Turn around.
If you're looking for buggers, miss, you're going to be disappointed. We both have one.
What are you saying?
Beetlejuice, Mom. We're both vested, but we were both immunized. Our bodies are our own.
I'm sure they are. Major, where did we go for dinner on our first date?
Nowhere. We've never been on a date, and we've never eaten dinner together.
Not yet, Major. You, Cox, what makes your face look exactly like Captain Cortez's?
The eyes. She tried to be a Vulcan, but her eyes gave away the game.
Good enough. Welcome back to the land of the living, comrades.
That's it?
I might be more skeptical if I didn't have General Brahms in the closet back there with a parasite in his head and a vial of Beetlejuice keeping him sane.
General Brahms? Here?
Our mission is to defend him to the last man.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Alex. Roll.
Sir, Mr. Brahms is asking for you.
Alex.
I know that, Lieutenant. Are his vital signs stable?
Yes, sir. Yes, they are.
Is he in pain?
Looks like it, sir.
Alex.
Shall I administer a painkiller?
No, by no means.
Sir?
Alex. He needs his mind completely clear for this. We have no idea what he's up against.
Roll. Help me.
I don't believe I can do that, Isaac.
They're
Pardon? I didn't hear you.
They're winning.
You are trying to murder them.
My queen's telepathic field not strong enough. Not on my own.
You'll land on your feet. You always do. Now, is there something I can do for you?
Yes. I wanted to get you close enough for me to grab you.
Isaac!
You never see it coming, Alex. Never really grew up, did you?
Isaac, where are you?
What the?
Where am I? It's like some kind of, castle? Except so many passageways from here. No signs. No decoration.
More like a labyrinth, really.
Hermes?
The parasite that killed Hermes, actually. Call me Suto.
You're the parasite. The one in Isaac's head.
At last report, yes. I've been trapped in these corridors since the transplant. I'm not a big fan of the decor, and it's freezing down here.
Sparse? Cold? and utterly without introspection. Sounds like Isaac Brahm's brain, all right. How did I get here?
He must have pulled you in. Maybe your family has a little telepathic blood. Or maybe that genetic control goes deeper than you thought. What are you going to do now that you are here?
I suppose we'd better start walking.
Won't you just get lost?
No. Whatever we do, we're going to end up right where Isaac wants us to go. It's one of his talents. His mind always twists to reach the conclusions he wants.
Warp reversed complete.
Borg cube projection stable.
Well done. Ensign, target all inhabited surfaces. Compute for total extermination with minimum time interval and ammunition expenditure. I believe you'll find Lieutenant Yubari left you some very well-made firing solutions to that end.
Yes, sir. Firing sequence ready. Estimated time to planetary sterilization, 25 minutes. Should I open fire, sir?
No, I guess you shouldn't. Stand aside, Ensign. Torpedo away. Resume your station, Ensign.
Captain, are you all right?
Dr. Selene, I almost forgot you were there. Strangely enough, I'm fine, Doctor. Killing a planet isn't the soul-destroying horror it's cracked up to be.
Impact.
I can't see that area of the planet anymore. Is that steam? Full report, Valeri.
All right. The Hellfire torpedo attained a terminal velocity of 7,000 meters per second. Detonation depth was 500 meters. 8 quintillion cubic meters of water were vaporized. 67 habitat bubbles destroyed instantly. 107 are now experiencing a terminal flooding. An area half of the size of France no longer exists. Compression and shock waves are spreading through the oceans. They will be felt everywhere on the planet. Computer estimates initial casualties at 77 million.
Do we have another Hellfire torpedo loaded?
Armed and about to fire, sir. Shall I hold?
Negative. Let's do it again.
That the most.
You'll always have friends, Simon.
You know, I stowed away on Star 6 for a whole year before you guys caught me. I wasn't good at Mertz, but I was a great hider.
A year? I had no idea. It must have been lonely.
Maybe. To me, It wasn't that different from home.
But you had your family.
I had doctors, Alex. It's not the same thing. I thought winning away to see the universe alone was the best idea I ever had. I had no idea how much better it would be until you took me under your wing.
You're a brilliant young engineer, Simon.
Don't kid yourself. I wasn't a brilliant anything when I came aboard. You'd exacted like I was. And for as long as I'm still capable of gratitude, you have mine.
Simon, I don't want you to think you owe me anything. You saved our lives yesterday.
And you saved mine. Promise me you'll never doubt that. Promise me. Alex.
I've got it.
Neva?
Hey!
Brilliant, Neva. I'm starting the data download. You know, we might make a good team after all.
Thanks, but you have to remember...
I know. It's just the pheromones talking. But...
Boss, what is that out there? It's coming at us really fast.
It looks like a shockwave! Everybody, get behind the console now!
Is it just me, or did most of those shots miss us?
They're not actually targeting us, sir. They're firing on the Borg cube hologram we're projecting. We're a very small target in the center, so they're only hitting us on lucky shots.
Sir, the second Hellfire has detonated, and new projections are coming available at Science Station.
Dr. Selene?
Similar results. At this rate, all life on the planet will be exterminated in 21 minutes.
You look troubled, Doctor.
It is efficient.
So no problem?
Sir, I defected because of Romulan efficiency.
Captain, sensors have finished recalibrating. I have a fix on the saucer section.
Report! Report!
Dead in space, and full decompression of the starboard outer ring. They have a life support, but not much else. And section 16 and 17 are... They no longer exist, sir.
How much longer can they hold off the Bluegill fleet?
They don't have to, sir. All the 177 remaining bandits just to set course for us.
ETA.
And they're traveling at a sublight speed.
Of course they are. Can't risk going to warp so close to the planet. Not without precalculation.
But once they get here, they'll be firing so much ordnance it won't matter how often they miss. We'd be torn apart just by the lucky shots.
The fastest ships will arrive very soon. The bulk of their fleet will be in position in 20 minutes.
20 minutes? This is gonna be pretty close.
Where are we now?
If I'd known it was going to be even colder, I would have stayed in the castle.
Stop whining, Sudo. Some kind of... tundra. I don't think I've ever seen soil so barren.
Maybe we've entered Brahms' conscience. I've never been to Earth, but is it normal for tundra to be on fire?
Not really possible. Not with this much snow on the ground. Too cold.
Well, did you notice that ring of fire on the horizon?
Not until you pointed it out. Your people are killing him. Come on.
Where are we going?
To the center of the web. Isaac Brahms wouldn't be anywhere else.
They're coming through the turbo lift door.
Steady on. Relax your trigger finger, Ensign. Fire only on my order. Mr. Warwick.
Sir?
Cover the other entrances as well as you can. This could be a distraction, and we don't want the buggers getting the drop on us.
And you, sir?
Well, I thought I might just say hello.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot.
Ah, Dr. Sharp. Ah, welcome. Welcome.
Ensign, don't you dare lower that weapon. Hands up, Doctor. Your assistant, too.
Her name is Aurora. You think we're bluegills?
Well, the thought had crossed my mind.
Want to ask me a few trivia questions to prove my loyalty?
Not sure that'll work for us, Doctor. We've never really spoken with one another.
True. Otherwise, you'd know to call me Melissa, like everyone else.
You're on a first-name basis with the senior staff.
Well, I see it's true what they say about you.
Ensign, keep that phaser up.
It's her, sir. Trust me. That is Dr. Sharp.
I see. In that case, Doctor, welcome to the bridge.
What's left of it? Aurora, check for wounded.
Yes, ma'am.
Actually, miss, I could really use a bone regenerator. Or better yet, enough painkillers to knock out a Lurian.
I've got just the thing.
Have you had any contact with engineering?
Underwood, we were on our way back to sickbay from the Deck 3 triage when that last torpedo hit. When we came to, the corridor behind us was on fire. The corridor in front of us was filled with intruder alarms and phaser fire. Diggs Dawson comes around the bend in the corridor, shooting his gun into the air and shouts, "Run! For God's sakes, run! We'll hold them off as long as we can. You have to warn the bridge. They're coming."
They're coming. We need to get external communications back online. That's the top priority.
Communications? Underwood, who do you need to call at a time like this?
We're barely 2,000 kilometers from the rendezvous.
And you think...
I have to. With the buggers on board...
With no security systems, no power, nothing to keep them from swarming over every inch of the ship.
The rendezvous may be our only chance.
Then communications it is.
You and the others cover the doors. I'll see what I can do from here. Warwick, once she's got your legs fixed up, come over here with me. How long do you say we have, Doctor?
At the rate those things move, a few minutes.
What rendezvous?
I don't know. You won't tell us. There's nobody out there but the bluegills.
You haven't needed to know, Mr. Warwick. We think the Scions of the Stars have a hidden starship at those coordinates.
The Scions are a legend.
They're no legend.
You think they'll help?
I don't intend to give them a choice.
Isaac!
There's no one here!
Isaac!
You should turn back. The fire's coming.
No, he's close.
Where? There's nothing here!
Feel free to turn back then. I'm staying here until I find... him?
Well, this is a bit tawdry.
What are you talking about? These gardens are beautiful. Look at those flowers. Look at the trim on those hedges. This is a part of his mind Brahms keeps very well tended. And I can see why.
There's no accounting for taste. I found your friend.
We're not friends anymore. What do you mean, found him?
Right there. Curled up on the ground next to the 8-foot flower at the end of the path.
He's hurt. Isaac.
Not friends. Sure.
Brahms, are you all right?
The kings. I reached into their minds. I told them to be sick. But they fought back. The wasting rebounded on me, and they're destroying what's left of my mind. Mr. Rowe, those swords...
These rusty green swords next to you?
Yes. They are the wasting. Take them, Alex. Finish what I started.
Not a chance, Isaac Brahms.
What? They're coming. They'll destroy...
I'm not going to help you commit another atrocity. Those days are over. Tell me how I can help you.
Take the sword.
Isaac?
Then at least protect the garden. If you care for me at all, protect my garden. It is the very best of me.
That I can do.
Swear it.
I'm a Starfleet officer, Brahms. I already have. Rest now. We may need you later.
Roll, I think you should see this.
Yes. What is it, Sudo?
Look, there at the far end of the path.
The fire has arrived.
Three old men in robes standing side by side. Are they wearing crowns?
It's them. The High Kings of Gevanon Prime. Balthasar, Caspar, and Melchior. Arrayed for battle. They've come here to the center of Brahms' mind to finish him off.
Let's end this.
What are you doing?
Talking to them.
Do you want to get us all killed?
Not my first choice. You coming?
Sure, go ahead. I'll be right behind you. Do you mind if I borrow these swords, General?
I can't stop you.
How true.
Hail, Lords of Gevanon.
Identify yourself, trespasser.
I am Alex Bavoni Roll of the Federation Starfleet. I invite you to parley.
And what reason have we to parley, Alex Bavoni Roll?
Your kingdom is dying. My comrade is dying. My race and yours hang in the balance. We can end this right now, today. No more killing.
No.
You propose a trade.
Your world for his life.
And what of the sword of Damocles? Your friend's mind has revealed its details to us.
We'll find a solution, a compromise, negotiated aboard my ship. Your superiors and mine need never know what happened here. The sword can fall another day.
Trust them.
And he's not my friend.
Your ship may bargain for safe passage, but this man will not be allowed to live.
No. The dying stops now. Forever.
Then we are at an impasse, Alex Bavoni Roll.
What? They vanished. Where did they go?
They're getting ready for the final assault on Brahms' mind. At a guess, I'd say that each king will attack one at a time. Each one will manifest himself as one of Brahms' deepest fears.
You've been involved in telepathic warfare before?
You'd be surprised how much time the High Kings spend on it. Usually among themselves.
Lieutenant Colonel Roll. Long time no see.
Bezu?
That's Prince Bezu, Colonel. The entire Reman Starfleet is under my control, so I think I've earned the title. You should never have come here.
And there's our first now.
Major, this is brutal. We need to get the civilians out of here.
Mom, they are civilians, but they have a great deal of combat experience. Skipper Cox and her men are prepared to hold the line until our exit strategy is activated.
Major, now might be a good time to tell you that there is no exit strategy.
Mom.
It's a suicide mission, Major. Our mission is to buy General Brahms as much time as possible before we are overwhelmed. Those civilians need to be evacuated.
Mom, there's a shuttle launching pad on the roof of this building.
Then take them and get out of here, Major.
No, Mom.
Major, that is a direct order. The day you outrank me is the day you get to decide who lives and who dies.
Mom. These are my Marines. We trained together, fought together, and died together. I'd never ask for anything from a superior officer, Mark, but I am certain this is where my duty lies. The buggers won't get to General Brahms as long as I'm here with my soldiers on the barricades. That's a promise.
All right, Major. You have a death wish. You can have it. I order you and your men to hold this position. Skipper!
Yes, ma'am.
Get the rest of your people. We're moving out.
Yes, ma'am.
good to be out of that helmet.
You got that right.
All that water.
You have the data downloaded from the suit.
Just finished. This tricorder has everything we need to put a stolen shuttle in orbit and enough stolen intel to fill the library of Gesserit. Our ride is going to be the 9th shuttle from the left.
Simon, take a look out onto the concourse, see if the coast is clear.
Right, boss. 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 4.
Simon?
Oh, for pity's sake. You know what I'm going to miss the most after Friendship, Alex? Counting. I'm going to miss counting to 5. Here, take a look. My brain is mess. I'm useless.
You're not useless.
Look, neither.
Simon, what do you want her to say?
You're right. Sorry, boss. Sorry, Neva.
This is not going to be easy. Whoever's bombarding this planet isn't letting up. The shield bubble looks like it might collapse. They're panicked. Some are already running for the shuttle.
Then we'll just have to run faster than they do.
On 4?
As always.
Simon.
What? Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4!
This way, the stairs.
Skipper, shouldn't we take
the right, Lieutenant? Shortcut.
Which way? This door! Outside.
It's the fastest way up. Come on.
What in hell? I've heard of emergency stairs, but this... There must be 24 intersecting stairways wrapped around the outside of this building. Ridiculous.
Do you hate the style of every planet you visit, or just the beautiful ones? Come on. I know the rafters like the back of my hand.
Really?
Not much call for a medic in these parts. Took a lot of walks.
We need to take the stairs. Brady!
Sniper! Everybody back inside! Cox, I've got her legs.
Right.
Why shoot us? We work here, for Christ's sake!
You must have seen my uniform and drew the right conclusions.
Brady, your med kit. Where is it?
Down the hall. Break room.
Anders.
No. I got it.
We're going to stop the bleeding. Can you walk?
Skip.
You're right. Dumb question. We'll carry you.
Skip. This looks pretty bad. I don't think I'm gonna make it.
Oh, what do you know? You're not even a real doctor, Brady.
38 years I've waited, and now you finally admit it. Skipper, my left lung is...
It's going to be just fine. If you'll shut up and let us do our job, all right?
Right, you are, Skip.
You still need to get to that shuttle. Find another way up, from the inside.
If that sniper is still there when we reach the roof, he'll mow us down.
That's why I'm going back out there.
Alone? I don't think so, Lieutenant.
My job is to keep you civilians safe. I've already failed your medic. If you try to follow me back into the line of fire, I swear I'll stun you myself.
You're a little bit big for your britches, Lieutenant.
I'm holding the gun.
If I were a little bit younger, Lieutenant... Good luck out there.
Meet me on the roof. Don't be late. This whole planet is coming down.
Torpedo away.
How close are we?
50% of our Hellfire complement has launched.
50% of the planet is dead or dying. 10 minutes to program completion. Right on schedule.
Railgun fire. Looks like another lucky shot. Brace for impact.
The war of attrition continues. Harkless, put out that fire. Time to fleet intercept.
Enemy fleet will be in firing range in 9 minutes.
Then we're still dead a minute too soon. You have a plan, sir.
Of course I have a plan, Anderson.
Which is?
To come up with a new plan in the next 8 minutes.
Hey,
Bezu, just stop. We had this fight 15 years ago. You died. There's a better way.
Oh, I know. I remember all. Dying was the worst thing that ever happened to me, and you are going to suffer so much more this time.
I don't think you have an accurate sense of your own swordsmanship, Bezu.
When I'm done with you, I'll have my technicians rewire your brain until you no longer know how to go to the bathroom without my say-so. Then I'll make you into one of my assassins and use you to wipe out everyone you've ever loved. Then, when you're not useful anymore, I'll cut the strings and leave you in an alley on Farius Prime to die in your own excrement.
God, you're dull. And you always were dull, Bezu. Even when you were on our side. You're really one of Isaac Brahm's deepest fears?
Oh, he never told you. He never told you the rest of my story? Oh, that's rich. Oh, and I thought you were friends.
We're not.
Then let's think about this. Swords down.
All right.
See this sapling next to me?
Yes. It's small, but just smell it. Smell all that life inside. I think it has a lot of potential.
It's Isaac Brahm's only memory of romantic love.
He was in love?
Once. She didn't love him back. This memory is all that's left. Know what I'm gonna do to it?
Yeah! Stop it!
Why defend him, Colonel? He's not your friend. He doesn't know how to have friends. He already tried to murder you. All you have to do today is just let him die. Then maybe we can settle our old score.
You're just a projection of a bad memory, Bezu. And wherever you are, King Balthazar, I said no more killing.
And you accuse me of being dull. Defend yourself!
Oh, and Bezu, there's something you should know.
Yes, Alex Beverly Roll?
I've been going easy on you.
What? What's that? It burns. It burns.
All right, Pseudo. You can come out from behind that tree. He's gone for the moment.
Not just gone. You killed him.
Killed him? All I did was give him something to think about between the ribs.
These aren't swords you're using, Roll. They represent the disease Brahms is carrying to infect them. You just gave King Balthazar the wasting.
And what will that do?
No idea.
Major, we're being overwhelmed. The left flank is caving and we don't have any reinforcements.
Then tell left flank to fix bayonets and fight man-to-man. The entire Alpha Quadrant is depending on us to keep Isaac Brahms alive until he completes his mission. Wait, keep your head down, Ernest. It's working.
Sir?
Look, some of them just fell over dead. Some of them look confused and they can't understand. And some of them apparently just went insane and started attacking their own men. Brahms is doing his job, but it's only affecting about a quarter of them so far. And it's probably affecting different groups at different rates. We still have work to do, Corporal.
So, is that it? Are we done?
That optimism will get you killed someday, Roll. We're not done. You hear that?
The ground is shaking. What nightmare are you having now, Isaac Brahms? Oh, this one? I forgot about this one.
What is it?
You'll want to stand back.
I'm going back behind that tree.
It won't help. In a few seconds, an invincible worm 10 meters tall is going to explode out of the ground and eat everything it sees.
Invincible is a strong word, Roll.
It's 3,000 kilometers long, has over 100 heads, and eats entire planets. When Brahms and I fought one of these on CODIS New 6, the first thing we tried was blowing up the planet.
That didn't work.
If it had, I wouldn't have called it invincible, would I?
Go!
still smell us, Pseudo. It's killing him. Worse, it's consuming everything good left in his soul. We have to do something. Now.
How did you beat this thing the first time?
We lured it into a black hole. It couldn't escape the gravity.
I thought you said you were fighting inside of a star system.
Well, we were. When we started.
When did you decide to leave and go find a black hole?
Well, a black hole is a collapsed star. Right?
Right.
And we were in a star system. Work it out. I think it's almost found us. Break!
So how do we beat it this time?
I think we're in trouble, Pseudo.
It must be vulnerable to something.
We tried everything. Lasers, proton torpedoes, small asteroids. Every time we heard it, all it did was stop for a few minutes and heal itself.
Wait, heal itself? You heard it?
Yes, but there was no weapon in the quadrant that could kill this monster. Thank the stars there was only one.
Hurting is all I need, Ro. Hey! You! What? Yeah, you! King Caspar!
No!
I knew you're in there! Come and get me! Always hated your family anyway. Can't even bred half-wits.
It's gone! How did you kill it?
It was never really their role. Just a mental projection. I didn't need to kill the projection. Just dent it. Long enough to infect the puppeteer King Caspar with the wasting. It's elementary.
Whatever you did, good job. That's two down.
How's Bloms' garden?
Look around you. There's not much left. We have to neutralize number three fast. Very fast, or there won't be anything left of Isaac Brahms when we're done.
Starting to think your friend has a chance.
I was ordered to keep him alive. That doesn't make him my friend.
Hang on, I hear someone on the path.
Number three.
No doubt this is Brahms' biggest fear of all. You know what it is?
I can't see, but we've never faced anything scarier than that monster. I don't know...
Isaac!
Oh, no.
I have been looking for you.
What? Just some human woman?
Of course. It's Trila Scott, Isaac's sister.
Ensign Warwick, this isn't going anywhere.
Maybe if we just root around the delay.
Damn it!
Sir, I am so sorry.
No, Ensign, it's just as well. That board was already ruined. We just weren't ready to admit it.
We can try the backups.
Yes? Where?
Science Station.
Do you have enough time to start all over?
We don't have another choice, Doctor. Crack it open, Mister.
They're here.
Warwick, get that panel off now!
Oh boy, this is almost as bad.
John, Aurora, start welding the ventilators shut.
I don't have a phaser.
Grab one. The captain keeps an extra under his chair.
Just start shooting, Doc?
I want this bridge hermetically sealed before the Bluebills find a way in here.
Ah, good thinking.
So, all we have to do is fix the inversion control unit?
Yes, except look, two of the command ships are burnt out. Recalibrating without them will take 10 minutes, and then we can work on the unit.
Get started.
Sir?
I'm going to try and getting the intercom back online. Even if we're taken, our shipmates might still have a fighting chance. If I can tell them where the Scions are hiding.
Whatever you do, Joshua, do it fast.
All right, little girl. You have eluded the sting of my sniper rifle. The game is yours. Now, where are you? You may come out. Ah, I know you're close. I've been a marksman for 3 lifetimes in 5 bodies. Don't think I'm not ready for you, little girl. The Borg bombardment is getting worse. I see the force bubble beginning to flicker. If you and I don't settle this soon, we will both end up smashed to 1,000,000 pieces when the ocean floods the dome. How about we discuss this like civilized people? I can be quite reasonable. We could escape together. I'm fond of this host, but it totters toward the grave. I'd make sure that we, got to know one another for the first few weeks before we begin the cohabitation. How does that sound, my young... Get off me!
I'd let you get your sniper rifle back. Maybe after I break your
neck. I will give you one chance to release me. Then my offer is canceled.
Your offer? You mean a few weeks of rape in a shuttlecraft before you enslave and kill me? I like my chances from here, grinding your face into the grating.
So be it, little girl.
Shapeshifter.
Just a little. Just enough for me to get my knife.
A shame to ruin such an aesthetically pleasing host. I've never been a female. Can you believe it? There's no point lunging away, little girl. I have the knife. I have the experience. You're backed almost to the edge of the building. I know your type. You really do need our brains. You alien military officers are all so predictable in close combat.
That's one thing I've never been called. Predict this.
Yeah! Whoa! You're quick on your feet, all right. But I'm still quicker. Now, let's see how fast you are without that arm. Yeah! What? That arm is cybernetic.
Yeah, and so's this one. Your nose is looking a little crooked. Let me help. You didn't see that coming, did you? One more. Right. That's him. Get out. You need to get to the shuttle. That blade is still on my shoulder. My arm's loading. Nervous system shorting out. Oh, God. Come on, Suka. Come. Stay with me, you are. Can't go into shock.
Go, go, go! Keep your heads low. Shuttle at 2:00.
There's no sniper.
And no Yubari.
Bubble's taking a lot of damage. The City of the Deep will be meeting Davy Jones's locker in a few minutes.
We'll wait as long as we can. Now get on that shuttle and start pre-flight. Brady, stay with us.
You bet, Skipper.
Keep going, we're almost there.
Sir, we have to get to higher ground.
Why?
There's water on the ground.
Which means this bubble is leaking. We don't have long. Whoever is bombarding the surface isn't taking any prisoners, I guess.
We're not going to make it to our shuttle.
We have to try.
No, let's take this one. Coming up on our left.
We can't. Look, that group is already prepping it for launch.
We have the launch codes. We can figure out the heavies. I'm going.
Neva, Commander, I order you...
No, you don't. You abolished rank this morning, Alex.
Bugger him. Come on, Simon. Change of plans.
The thing Brahms fears more than anything in the universe is his own sister?
It could hardly be anyone else. Captain Scott!
I'm not here for you. I want to talk to my brother.
He's busy right now.
That's exactly what I wanted to talk to him about, Lieutenant.
Roll, ma'am.
Oh, of course, the accomplice. Get out of my way. That's an order.
Respectfully, sir, I don't take orders from bad dreams.
Do you see that hedge there? The one you were hiding behind?
Yes.
It represents the last piece of my brother's cleverness. I think it's outlived its usefulness. Don't you?
No.
His victims disagree. And there, the fir tree. Isaac's patriotism. Surely we've had enough of that.
You're killing him!
I'm cleansing him. Consider it a service to the Federation. His arrogance.
His confidence. His honor. You can't erase Isaac's flaws without destroying his virtues.
Virtues? You can't destroy what isn't there. There. His cruelty.
That's a lie. There isn't a cruel bone in Isaac's body.
This is charming, Roll, but I think there's a faster way to deal with this woman.
Pseudo, no.
Goodbye, King Melchior. Don't shoot.
Not one finger on my sister, Alex. Do you hear me? Not one finger.
Then we're all dead, Isaac. Starting with you.
So be it.
Captain Dovan, let me help you!
No! Give it to someone who needs it. I'll be fine.
Captain, you have shrapnel embedded a centimeter into your forehead. If it weren't for that thick, bullion skull of yours, you'd be dead.
But I'm not. And we're still under enemy fire.
I'm removing that shrapnel or you're going to sickbay.
Damn you, Doctor. Do it. Quickly. Valeri, status of the enemy fleet.
That's forming a net around us, Captain. In a few more minutes, we won't even be able to break orbit.
Is this all of them?
No, sir. Not even half.
Lords of Kobol. Heartless. How's my planet?
Reading 74% sterilization, sir. Program still needs a few minutes. Sir, our firing pattern needs to converge on the away team. We need to extract them.
Maintain all systems, crewmen. Continue firing. Come on, Brahms. Where are you?
Sir, we've got an energy buildup on Hellfire 38 warhead.
Shut it down.
Can't, sir. Disarm system offline.
Then fire it.
Aye, sir.
Valeri, 214 Mark 4, full thrusters. Get us away from that torpedo. Watch those gyros.
Gyros are offline, sir. Inertial dampers are barely compensated.
I can feel that. Thank you.
Torpedo detonated, sir. No damage, but we're exposing dorsal to heavy fire.
Thank you, Mr. Heartless. Prepare to reroute. Crewman, get away from that console.
I can't, sir.
Crewman, get away from there.
If I don't recalibrate the targeting sensors right now, we're going to lose 2 minutes.
Crewman, I gave you a direct... Ow! Help! We're 5 degrees off. Keep this ship pointed at the planet or call relief. Science, make sure we don't lose that target lock. And where the hell is fire suppression?
Fire suppression is down, sir.
Typical. Doctor, is there any chance?
No. If the fireball hadn't vaporized it, the shrapnel would have. Marcus, he's gone.
Then help me with the fire extinguishers. Doctor!
Sir, Mitch Enrique has 2 punctures in his left...
Fine, Doctor. You, back there! Yeah, the Ephrosian. I don't know your name, but today's your day to save the ship. Fire extinguishers, that locker, yes!
The fire 39 is away!
Brent, we're losing too many hollow emitters. The
projection is starting to fluctuate.
Chief, if we lose that projection, those bluegills will see we're not a Borg cube. They'll start hitting us with every single shot. We'll die. And then they'll destroy the Federation. Do you understand that?
Sir, I'm as patriotic as anyone, but I don't do miracles.
Divert power from hull integrity if you have to.
What do you think I've been doing down here, Dovan? We're already venting atmosphere in a dozen places because I've turned off the force fields.
Sir, 18 or more ships just entered fire.
What's that alarm? It's a new one.
Environmental toxicity, sir. Plasma coolant in the atmosphere is at 6 ppm and rising.
Can we use oxygen masks?
It won't make a difference, sir. The 4 DBS tap is out. It'll overload in less than a minute.
Understood. Bridge to engineering. We've got an EPS tap on overload. We're evacuating. Repeat. We are evacuating the battle bridge. Well, everybody out! Mr. Helton, help Mayak with Reek. Valeri, set the autopilot. Everyone, we reconvene in auxiliary control. Five decks down. Don't take the turbo lifts. And good luck. Valeri, how's it coming?
As it stands, sir, we might get out of Hellfire's off if a Heartless hadn't stayed at his post.
Gave us a chance. Let's use it.
Sir, if we do finish off with the planet, how do we get past those ships in one piece?
Right now, let's just focus on getting down to auxiliary control. Come on! Valeri! I'll get you out of there! Valeri, your lower body's free of the bulkhead. Just wriggle out. Come on, Valeri. Wake up. There's no time. The EPS is... pulse. No breath. I'm sorry, Valeri. I'm so sorry. Engineering, Dovan, the battle bridge is gone. I'm in a Jeffrey's tube. Deck 20 is vacuum. Seal it off. Dovan out. What have I done?
One, two, parry, thrust! I've got you, Corporal.
Thanks, Major.
Shannon, you're injured.
Who isn't, sir?
Fall back!
Where to, sir? We're already up against the wall.
Damn. What's taking Grahms? They're pouring in troops with no signs of slowing down.
And they have us surrounded. Starting to look like a... last stand, sir.
I think it always was, Corporal. Take your phaser. I'll cover you. Right to the end.
Aye, sir. To the end.
Dr. Sharp, that's it. All access to the main bridge is sealed.
Great. With the ventilation cut off, we should have about 3 hours of air up here.
Doctor?
Not that we'll still be trapped here in 3 hours.
Absolutely not. Stay sharp. Warwick, any progress?
Honestly, sir, not really. What about you?
I'm trying to figure out how to replace a transstator with my communicator and a paperclip.
Is that even possible?
The laws of physics are made to be broken, Ensign.
So you think the Scions are really just sitting out there, watching us die?
I studied the Scions of the Stars for 10 years, Doctor. One thing I learned about them...
Underwood! Look out!
A bluegill!
Got him.
How did that get past us? Everything is sealed off.
I wonder. I have this access panel open so I can work on the comm system. If that one was able to get into the bridge circuitry, it could have climbed out before I ever saw it. Which means... Warwick, get your access panel.
Open fire. They've got Mitch.
Ensign Rustwick, shoot Ensign Warwick. That's an order. Ensign Rustwick, now! Before he attacks.
Yes, sir.
Sir, there's way too many of them.
There's no way out. We sealed all the exits.
Sir, what do we do?
Scions! Scions of the Stars, hear me!
What the?
Let him be. Focus on the bugs.
By the terms of Pogenai Proclamation, I demand an audience. I know you can hear me.
They're getting close. Doctor!
Buy as much time as you can.
Scions, my name is Joshua Underwood, and I will be heard!
Speak, and audience granted.
My Lord Scion, I most humbly thank you for hearing my plea, O ancient and exalted one. I am...
You are Joshua Underwood. Vainly was it hoped that your name will never be heard in these halls.
You know my name.
The day of your arrival has long been lamented.
I don't understand, my lord.
It does not matter now. By your coming here, our fate is beyond all power of remedy. Lead Joshua Underwood. Lead the Scions to their doom.
Are they going to stop? They're so angry.
We stole their shuttle. Without it, they're going to drown in a few minutes. I'd be mad.
Sir, I can't get these engines started.
I know. There's some kind of manual system clamping our energy output. I'm trying to find the override.
Can't they find another shuttle?
It seems like a lot of the Zero have gone crazy. They're not thinking anymore. Just pounding. Pounding. It's like they've all been infected with something.
Remind me to do a bioscan once we're in orbit. Status of the bubble?
It's going critical, sir. I don't think it'll survive another shockwave.
Oh, Spast!
What is it?
I found the override.
Where is it?
It's a big red button on the launch control console.
I don't see a launch control console.
That's because it's at the edge of the landing pad.
Outside?
On the other side of a mob of angry, insane bluegills who want to steal our shuttle and kill us. Yes.
What do we do?
Well, one of us has to go hit the button. Neva, I'm counting on you to cover me with the disruptors. There should be two in there.
I'll go.
Out of the question. Not.
I can't help you here. I can't aim a phaser. But, even with my disease, I can still hit a big red button. With both of you covering me, my odds are twice as good.
Simon, there's absolutely no way we're letting you out of this shuttle.
Well, there's one other reason.
What's that?
I'm sitting right next to the door control.
Wesley!
Look, he's heading for the dogging pond. Get him!
Yeah, let's get him! Come on, let's go after him!
Neva, the disruptors.
He loves you, you know.
Too much.
It's all right, Ensign. It's all right. Your crimes are burning away. The murders, the betrayals, everything you did tarnish my memory.
Please!
Isaac?
Not now.
It's now or never.
He doesn't want to talk to you. Can't you see that?
No, it's... isn't this what you wanted for me, Colonel? A reckoning on my sins?
Not like this.
Oh, don't insult my brother. He's known you long enough to recognize a lie.
That wasn't a lie.
Was it the truth?
You see what he thinks of you, Isaac? Such contempt.
All right, fine. Yes, Isaac, I wanted you to suffer. I wanted your conscience to rear up behind you in the middle of the night and choke you, slowly. I wanted it to hurt so much as it did when you hit my kill switch. Okay?
Yes, that's exactly what I deserve. Do you know what it's like to wake up and know that every day?
Yes.
Then you should be thanking her for this.
You could have been so much more, Isaac.
I know.
So much more.
Isaac. Isaac, I'm sorry. She's not real.
No, you're wrong.
I am everything Isaac thinks of. That's 36 years of experience and 19 years of yearning memory. I am more real than flesh and blood. Isn't that right, Isaac?
Wrong. Just get out of here.
You see, Isaac's always known this day was coming. One day, I would find out what he's done in my name. And he knew that that would be the end of him.
I can't, Isaac. I'm under orders. So are you.
Orders? Isaac, do you remember the last thing I said to the High Commissioner on Zakharov after the 4-minute war?
Of course. Orders are the best refuge of the worst monsters. Monsters like Isaac Brahms.
Isaac, she may be 55 years of memories, but whose memories? Would the woman who lit the lamps of peace in so many dark worlds, who loved you so much, would she rip your mind apart just to make the point that you did bad?
She should.
That's not what I asked. Would she? This isn't her, Isaac. It's you. Only you can end this, General. Take your sword.
I can't, Alex.
Lives depend on it.
How many this time? A billion? A trillion?
Mine, for one.
I died once, Isaac. It destroyed you. Can you kill me again?
I'm sorry. I failed you so many times.
So don't fail her again.
I am Gavanon's last king. If you touch me with that sword, millions will die. It will be the end of all life on this planet. Do you know how many innocents will die? But if you can kill your own sister, I suppose it should be easy to kill one more world. One last genocide, Isaac.
Gavanon is a garrison world. There are no civilians.
You hope?
No. We hope.
Alex, if you were holding the sword, would you do it?
I don't know.
Finally, a little honesty.
Science. So it ends. You'll see your sister soon, Isaac. Pray she is as merciful as I.
Isaac!
It worked. They're dying. They're all dying.
Don't
auxiliary control. Who else made it?
Just us, sir. Dr. Myek, Transporter Chief Lorth.
Captain, on the bridge.
Such as it is, yes. Help me with this door. Oh, now it works. Yeah.
Is anyone else with you, sir?
Not anymore. No. Chief, report.
Sterilization program 97% complete. Virtually the entire planet is dead or dying. Final torpedoes launching now.
Captain, the away team is still down there. They could already be drowning.
I know. Grams is out of time. Either he infected the Queens or he didn't. Lorth, drop shields for transport.
What shields?
Good point. Beam up the away team.
And then what? We're still surrounded by hostile ships.
Sir, most of our transporter rooms are offline. I'll have to beam up the survivors in groups of two.
We don't have enough time. The flooding...
Wounded first, Mr. Lorth. Beam them directly to triage point. Except Brahms. I want him in the last group.
Sir, my sensors show Brahms with almost no life signs. He needs immediate attention.
Mr. Lorth, our people first. Then Isaac Brahms. That is in order.
Aye, sir. Energize.
Skipper, the bubble.
It's collapsing.
Brady, I'm sorry. There's no more time. We have to go. And we have to go right now.
Skipper.
And we gave Yubari all the time we could. Schmitty, launch the shuttle.
We have liftoff.
This is how she was right. It was a beautiful city.
Isaac! The garden! I'm sorry. They've destroyed it. I failed you.
No, Alex. Look right below you, in that little patch of unscorched earth.
One sapling? That's all I saved? An inch of beauty out of all this garden?
It is enough. Now get out of here. It's all coming down. I don't want you trapped in here with me.
You deserved better. Isaac.
Oh, Alex. You silly boy. Don't you understand what I am?
Isaac Brahms, I have always been, and I will always be. No! No!
Welcome home, gentlemen. My name is Nurse Hennessy.
Where's Isaac? Tell me you got Isaac.
Captain, I can't locate Lieutenant Yubari's life sign.
Keep beaming, Dr. Mayak. Try to find her.
Aye, sir.
I have the fourth group locked on.
Energize!
The rest are being overwhelmed.
Beam them out!
Sir, the planet.
What? Oh, no. The last hellfire. Chief.
Sir, I'm lost their life signs.
Chief!
Captain, they're gone. The last torpedo just wiped out that buffalo, and the rest of the assault team is gone.
How many?
Three Marines. Isaac Brahms and the Supi Devar.
Sir, four enemy ships inbound.
Right. I'm taking the con. Time we got the hell out of here, bringing us about to 011 Mark 9. Tactical evaluation, Mr. Lord.
Sir, I'm not qualified.
See anyone who is qualified, Chief? Improvise.
All right. They seem erratic, like all their weapons officers suddenly got drunk. Bad aim is the only reason we're still alive, Captain.
Then I guess Isaac Brahms did his job. They're dying. Just not quickly enough. And your assessment now?
Now you're flying what's left of us right down their throats, sir.
The only way out is through.
I don't like our odds.
And that's the difference between you and me, Lord. The captain doesn't have the luxury of realism. Ahead, one-quarter impulse.
Sylvan, that last hit sprang an atomic intermix leak. I can't shut it down without more power. We have 2 minutes to warp core breach.
Engineering acknowledged.
Doban, give me the power from the hollow emitters or we'll lose the Excelsior.
Negative, Adao. Maintain the hologram.
Captain, the Federation is destroyed if we are. Board this guy or not.
Doban, out. Doctor, target the lead ship and lock in the automatic firing circuits.
I can't, sir. Just lost weapons.
Westlake, to lock. Docking cops. Release.
Great, Simon. Get back here. We're clearing a path through the mob for you.
Alex, is it just me? Or is the mob starting to act really strange?
You mean the ones that are just lying down like they're going to sleep?
I mean the ones that are punching each other. Or themselves.
They really are infected with something.
Maybe they're dying. That was the habitat bubble cracking open. It's flooding. We're dead if we stay here.
Get this shuttle ready to fly the instant Simon's aboard.
What about Simon's covering fire?
You leave that to me. They're keeling over fast enough anyway. No one touches the boy. Nobody.
The tidal wave is coming in fast.
Simon's coming faster. He's through the worst of the crowd.
Boss!
Simon, great job. We have to go. Hurry.
Almost there.
No! Let him go!
He's fighting me!
What the spast? They're completely insane!
Sir, we only have a few seconds.
Help!
Simon's been tackled.
We don't have time. Get him out of there.
I don't have a clear shot.
Alex, help!
Take the shot, Alex!
Great prophet, guide me. No! Simon!
We're out of here! Shields up!
Simon! 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 I missed. I missed. Oh, Maker. I just killed Simon Westlake.
Collapse. I can't hold it. I'm sounding abandoned ship.
No, you're not, Miss Adao. We are getting this ship out of here in one piece. Doban out.
Approaching the perimeter of the bluegill envelopment, taking heavy fire.
Captain, we have no weapons, no shields. We are bearing down on an enemy formation, and we have a warp core breach in progress. Romulan commander would have ordered the self-destruct by now.
Then a Romulan commander would have condemned his galaxy to the sword of Damocles. Gevinon was just destroyed by a Borg cube. Their forensic team won't believe that if they find our warp nacelles floating in orbit.
Do you sincerely believe you can break through that formation? Captain, do you believe it?
Accelerating to ramming speed.
We've re-entered primary firing range.
Overreach this deck! The corridor is decompressing!
We've lost attitude control. The Excelsior is adrift.
Rich, warp reach is imminent.
All hands. This is your captain.
Excelsior, this is the Psion vessel, Triassa 1. Can we be of assistance?
Underwood? We need to take the holo-emitters offline. Now!
The illusion is now maintained by my will. You have latitude.
The Psion is saying you're safe as houses. Go. We'll cover you.
Ada! Transfer power from the hologrid. Stop that breach!
I'll try.
Sir, there's something approaching off our port bow. It's drawing the enemy's fire.
A ship?
Not exactly. More like a... I don't know, sir. I'm not a tactical officer.
This one is called Triassa by the servants.
Lord Triassa is a Psion of the stars. He's agreed to help us escape.
Good work, Underwood. I was starting to think you couldn't convince a fish to swim.
You know, I am the Excelsior's diplomatic officer.
10 seconds longer and there wouldn't have been an Excelsior.
Triassa has opened fire. The Bluegill ships are being torn apart. Their crews are infected with the wasting. They can hardly fight back.
Lord Triassa, we are grateful for your aid. Underwood, where's the saucer?
Safe. We were boarded, but the Sirens fired a stun beam. Knocked out everyone aboard, including the buggers. They're dying now of a telepathic virus. I presume that means Brahms' mission was a success?
We think so.
Sir, I have one torpedo tube back online.
Status of the planet, Doctor.
Totally dead, sir. Every bubble has collapsed. Every ocean is boiling.
Good. Then find me a target, Mr. Lorth.
Excelsior, the crew of your ship has done enough damage for many yarns. We shall attend to the remainder. You will now be withdrawn.
Sir, we are moving out of the envelope. Not under our own power.
They always said the Psions were impressive. Underwood, are you coming?
Not just yet, Dovan. However, Triassa detected a few friends of ours as the City of the Deep collapsed. I think it's time we rematerialize them.
Yubari!
Yubari.
What the hell? Excelsior? Am I dead?
You'd probably look better if you were, Lieutenant. Good work down there.
Dovan. I guess I must be alive. No one in heaven would be that tactless.
Welcome home, Yubari.
Lorth, I need to get this woman to triage.
Locked on!
Energize!
Excuse me.
Jehoshaphat! Wait, where did... Captain Cortez?
Cortez was my cousin. My name's Samantha Cox. My crew and I were hoping we could hitch a ride on your starship, seeing as you rescued us and all.
Captain Cox? You're not dead either?
Damn straight. But we have wounded.
Lorth, get them to sickbay.
I'll stay. You're gonna be all right, Brady.
Skipper, take the plaque.
See you in a few minutes. Glad you're still with us.
Whatever happened on that planet, I'm looking forward to reading your report.
You and my union both.
At this rate, we'll rendezvous with the saucer section in 2 minutes 20.
The Psions will get you out of the star system and patch essential systems. After that, I reckon you're on your own.
May I see that, Captain?
Call me Sam. It's the dedication plaque of my ship, the SS Anbar. I understand it's all that's left of her now.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. Not your fault.
If we must weep, let it not be for the fallen, but for ourselves. For our kinsmen met their fates in our service and found rest in their gods. We live on in the hope of gaining what they now possess, for they have attained the graceful end. Good words.
Yes. Good words.
Sir, we've achieved standard orbit. No pursuit. Actually, no life signs. Sir? Alex?
I shot Simon. Do you think he knew what happened in that second when he died?
We can make warp 2 out of assistance. There's an ion storm, but it's fading fast. Goodbye, Simon.
Love of mine, someday you will die, but I'll be close behind. You'll follow me into the dark, no blinding light, or tunnels to gates of white. Just our hands clasped so tight, waiting for
Chief Adow.
What's this?
Open it.
A pip.
You kept the ship together. Here's my end of the bargain. Ensign Adow.
You can take your frackin' pip and go to frackin' hell, Dovan. You killed Harkless. Now get out of my engineering bay.
You and me have seen everything to see. From Bangkok to Calgary.
Other details of the estate should be left to my bridge officers, tactical and operations. Please have my remains buried at Arlington, next to my sister, Captain Tryla Scott. Finally, I wish to thank my friends for the kindness and the loyalty they have shown me. You have always been my saving grace. If heaven and hell decide, this concludes my last will and testament. Signed, Isaac Tiberius Brahms.
There's no one beside. It's okay, Asuka.
When your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. And I'll follow you into the dark.
All Zero vessels have been destroyed. All survivors died by the hand of our wasting. The iron storm is past. All is finished.
You see, my lord? You survived. You triumphed. You saved everyone.
Except the Zero.
Yes, except the Bluegills. But you spoke of doom. I'm pleased that we avoided it. And perhaps this opens a new era of relationship between our peoples.
Avoided it. Do you mock us, Joshua Underwood? Do you dare? We were once called demons of air and darkness. And we believed incapable of wrath in this hour, dotage.
My lord, I do not mock you. I apologize for my offense.
Is it possible that it is not obvious to all what you have set in motion today? What suffering will come of it? Do you lack pity for the Ferengi, or merely understanding? But it is seen that we were mistaken. It is I who apologize to you, Joshua Underwood. The cruel fate inflicted by you is without malice.
I thank you, wise one. But
we are reproached by your lingering here, while you are needed aboard Starship Excelsior. It is time for your departure.
My lord,
I've searched for your people for so long, and now we've finally come face to face, and there is so much left to learn. Might I not stay here for a time as a representative and ambassador for my people?
An ambassador of your people has already been secured this day, Joshua Underwood. Farewell.
An ambassador? What?
One boon we grant you. Prophecy. When the time comes, Joshua Underwood, you must let Alex die.
What?
Underwood, welcome back.
Permission to come aboard, sir?
Granted. I wasn't sure we'd see you again. Thought you might want to stay with the Scions.
Perhaps next time. The status of the ship?
Well, we've reintegrated the saucer, which was no small miracle by Mr. Sylvester and me. Our Borg Cube hologram is staying up on minimal power until we're out of sensor range. Don't want any stray surviving bluegill computers recording that the Borg Cube was really us. The wasting has killed every bluegill in the system. That Scion Triassa has destroyed their Starfleet, and we made it look like somebody else did it. All that's left is to find out whether it worked.
The bluegills will either cancel the armistice, attack the Borg, and hold off the invasion of the galaxy for another day...
Or they won't, and we'll never make it back to Starbase. Either way, it's out of our hands now. Time to care for our wounded and mourn the dead. Major, good to have you back on your feet. Thanks for filling in on the bridge.
Sir, not a problem, sir.
Lay in a course for Starbase 911. Best speed.
Aye, sir.
So we did it.
Sure looks that way. Took on an entire fleet. Saved the galaxy.
And survived. Proud?
Of the ship? Of course. Of myself? Why shouldn't I be?
Course laid in, sir.
Hit it.
Several days later. No Starfleet probe had ever penetrated as far into Borg space as DSP-2209. There was nothing special about 2209. It was automatic, warp-capable, and very lucky. It rarely sent transmissions back to Starfleet Command, and when it did, it took 6 months to get there. 2209 had not seen anything of interest. Borg space is vast and mostly empty. But today, Starfleet's probe was closing in on the first important find of its existence. A month before, it had picked up a distress call on a Federation frequency from a ship identified by registry as the SS Anbar. The call had stopped abruptly about a week ago, but 2209's algorithms insisted it investigate the Dark Matter Nebula, despite the risk of communications interference. This is what it found.
Origin of distress call located. Wreckage detected. Consistent with Class 3 neutronic fuel carrier. Conclusion. SS Anbar has been destroyed. Resuming course. Number. Active. 1 million. Warning. Borg engine signatures detected. Number. Unknown. Warning. Multiple inbound projectiles. Warning.
Power failure. Warning. Hull fragmentation. Performing immediate data dump. Warning. Starfleet comlink offline. Switching to radio communications.
We have the work. Lower your defenses and abandon your hosts. We will add your technological distinctiveness to our own. Your life form and culture have been deemed superfluous. Resistance is futile.
This is King Caranis of the Flag Salafaeus. All zero vessels. Open fire!
At that moment, DSP-2209 ceased operating.
In that episode of Star Trek Excelsior,
special guest R. Ursuline Bryant reprised her role as Captain Trila Scott, and Isaac Brahms was portrayed by Julian Bain. Simon Westlake, Lee Sands. The Major, Chris Bainbridge. Pseudo, Tom Barnes. Valeri, Clay Duggar. Dr. Mayek, Robert Haddon. Crewman Harkless, Stephen Haney. Mr. Warwick, Glenn Haskell. Mr. Sylvest, John Bass. Aurora Rustwick, Tess Haddon. Adal, Carla Bandera. Chief Lorth, James Haney. Computer, Caitlin Haney. Excelsior Crew, Tom Barnes, Melissa Carter, Clay Duggar, Mike Hennessy, and Robert Hawk. Marines, Gary Colbo, Ben Weissman, Jacqueline Luca, Jim Smagata, and Robert Hawk. Skipper Cox, Elise Krawick, Brady Winters, Eliza Martin, Schmitty, David Botcher, Anbar Crew, John Allen, James Haney, Luke Lopresto, Nathan Lindsay, Justin Simon, and Carla Bandeira. The Scion, Chris Bainbridge. The Sniper, Gary Colbo. Bezu, Terry Cooper, King Kerrains, David Botcher. Given on Computer, Nicholas Brooch. Given on Announcer, Luke Lopresto. Bluegills, John Allen, Robert Haddon, Justin Simon, and Nathan Lisney. Executive produced and adapted for audio by James Haney. Narrated and co-produced by Mike Hennessy. Post-producers, Jim Smagata, Andy Thompson, Gary Colbone, Sean Lampon, Anthony Schaefer, and Garrett Mullaney. Line producers, Luke Hardy, Shannon Miller, Sam Shapiro, and Mark Shepard. Artwork, John Bass. Theme song by Samuel Gillis. Full music credits at starshipexcelsior.com. Special thanks, Baxter Turner, Emily Potter, Michael Blaze, and Gene Roddenberry. Thanks for listening to the third season of Starship Excelsior. Your support and encouragement is the fuel that's kept us going through these long and challenging final episodes. We hope you'll continue to join us as we commence Season 4, Ex Astris Mirificentia, coming soon.
This has been an Excelsior production.
No infringement is intended against Star Trek, which remains the property of CBS Paramount Television.